pallet member from Adelaide, Carolyn Jasinski, is doing a half lap of Australia, heading from Adelaide to Darwin and then going west. And she is in her RV, or her trusty motorhome, nicknamed Boof. Anyway, they are going up through South Australia, past Cooper Pedy, then into Northern Territory, and she's going to check out that famous rock. Then she's going to go to Alice Springs, Catherine Gorge, Kakadu and Darwin before they head down the west coast of Australia and back across the Nullarbor to Adelaide. So that's the half lap. But while in Cooper Pedy last week, Carolyn took a tour to the Painted Desert with local guide Wayne Borrett from Arid Area Tours. Here's what she discovered.
This is Carolyn Jasinski and I'm footloose on our half lap of Australia, and we've made it to the beautiful town of Cooper Pedy, and we've wandered Cooper Pedy. It's a town of just over 2,000 people. Not much is above ground. If you need to find all the true gems there, you have to dig deep. There's some fabulous places up here to explore. Everything though is underground. The hotels, the bookstores, the jewelry shops. And I have found a real gem of Cooper Pedy, and his name is Wayne Borrett. And he's a little bit embarrassed about doing a radio interview, but he's a fabulous tour guide. We've just spent the day going out to the Painted Desert, and I'll let Wayne explain a little bit about the Painted Desert. You need to take a four-wheel drive out there. If you've got one, you can get out there yourself, but you really do need to take a tour if you want to get the most out of exploring the Painted Desert. There's so much there's a wealth of knowledge out there that Wayne's got under his belt. And if you go out on your own, you're just going to miss all the fabulous stories and the history and the geology. So I'll just introduce Wayne. How are you going, Wayne?
Good, yeah. No, thanks for joining me out there today.
Oh, look, we've just had the best day. The weather's been quite cool. The sun shone at the right times. It just lit up.
Well, I planned that.
Yeah, well, you put the order in, didn't you? It's been a magic day. Even in cold, dark, gloomy weather, the Painted Desert shines. But when the sun peeks through the clouds, it's just perfect, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's actually giving you the true colours of Australia. I mean, everybody thinks green and gold's the colour of Australia, but you look at those five ochre colours. When the sun hits it, it's better than gold.
Oh, it was beautiful. There's the sandstone, and you've got the ochre colours and the ironstone. But to get out there, we have to travel how many kilometres?
It's 145
kilometres. But the drive is fascinating. It's a really good dirt road for most of it, and then it becomes quite rocky, and this is when the four-wheel drive comes into it.
The True Gibber Plains, so the Gibber Rocks either side of the road, so you're crossing the True Gibber Plains, and people have heard that expression before.
Yeah, so just explain, what's the actual Gibber Plains?
Well, the Gibber Plains is just the broad nothingness for 66 kilometres of what we call the Moon Plains, and it is nothing but ironstone rocks, jaspers and quartz.
Yeah, I can vouch for the 66 kilometres of nothing. I cannot believe that you can travel for that long and there's absolutely nothing. It's not even that we've crossed the Nullarbor, and which means no trees, but this has absolutely nothing. There's no salt bush. There's
very,
no nothing,
very little of it, yeah.
But it's absolutely beautiful.
Anything that does try to grow blows away.
Yeah, it is gorgeous though in its own desolate way.
Definitely.
Now, the trip out there was kind of revealing as well, because Wayne told us about all the movies that have been shot in and around Cooper Pedy. What's the most famous?
Well, the most famous obviously is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yep.
Tina Turner and Mel Gibson. And
that was the third one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that was quite a well-known movie, especially in Australia here.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Was a lot of fun.
What did they shoot at here?
They filmed the main street, the drive-in, the fight scene at the drive-in.
Okay.
As well as the breakaways, probably the most famous scene in the movie, the jock on a rock in a frock. It was filmed on top of the breakaways.
Oh, wow. We're going out to the breakaways tomorrow to have
You'll
a look.
You'll see that tomorrow. And again, the breakaways, similar to the Painted Desert.
Yep.
But not as big an area.
Okay. Yes.
Now, you'll love it. The colours are gorgeous.
We've just had a look at Vin Diesel's spaceship, which is parked in the main street, and that was used in what movie?
Pitch Black.
Pitch Black, that's right. And, of course, there was Val Kilmer's spaceship in Red Planet. But back to the Painted Desert. Yep. We stopped along the way in a couple of creek beds, dry creek beds at the moment. But when the rain comes, you actually can't get out onto the...
No, 5 mils of rain out here and they'll close the roads.
Yep.
So once you get a bit of rain on the roads, they're too boggy to drive on. They're nice to drive on when they're wet, but the problem is the damage you're doing to the roads, when it does dry up, it becomes corrugated and rutted and almost dangerous to drive on. So closing the roads is the best thing they can do.
It's a safety measure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And of course, when you get to the creek bed where we stopped and had morning tea, and then again lunch, we had another dry creek bed. We actually sat and had lunch under the shade of a coolabah tree. How cool was that?
It was beautiful, yeah.
It was good. But the Painted Desert itself, there's a car park there, and you can go wandering up. There's a track marked with arrows built of rocks that you help maintain.
And we maintain those every year, yeah.
That's right. And you get to the top and it is the most amazing view.
It really is. Yeah.
It looks like a scene out of a Martian movie. Not that I've ever been to Mars, but it's just the most beautiful colours and the strangest structures. It's like a hard granite top sitting above a cone shaped, and there's hundreds of them, aren't there?
As hard as the top of the hills are, the bottoms are as soft. So it's like baby powder at the bottom of the hill, but concrete hard at the top.
That's
what's holding the hills in place.
I love the pinks and the pale colours, the bright red ochre, and then the softer hues. It's gorgeous. And on the way down from where you climb right to the top, you can see fabulous outlooks. And then on the way back, we walked through the valley and you showed us the ochre pits.
The ochre colours, yeah. So you had all 5 base colours as well as the talc, natural talc.
Yep.
So, yeah, it gives you an idea of, if you go back in time, you know, the old ochre pits where the Aboriginal people collected their ochre for art and things like that, that's all there.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't think that there was any Aboriginal presence out in the Painted Desert because there's no water supply.
But there's no water there.
Yeah, that's not to say it didn't happen. But the interesting part as well, that Wayne's just told me so much today, that Cooper Pedy actually it was like an island in the middle of a great artesian basin.
It was a shoreline.
So there was the big inland sea, and before that, it was glacial ice. And before that, it was all forest. Yeah. So as you're going across what's called the Moon Plains out to the Painted Desert, there's just, as I said, kilometres of nothing, except you see these pale coloured rings. And it's where the ironstone doesn't gather. And what that is 150 million year old tree roots.
Yeah, tree stumps.
It's just hard to fathom.
Yeah, a bit like my brother calls it, the petrified forest.
Yeah.
The trees are too scared to grow.
It is just amazing. It's honestly one of the best experiences I've had. We're exploring Australia in all its glory, and this has been one of our first tours. We're doing the country in our motorhome, but we're stopping everywhere and we're going to do tours so that we get the most out of it. Wayne, thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Now, if you want to come to Cooper Pedy and do what we've done and do all sorts of other tours, Wayne also does town tours. He takes people out to the breakaways. He takes camping trips out to the Simpson Desert. And he'll also do the Painted Desert, as we've done today.
Lake Eyre as well.
Oonadatta. He does a tour which mimics the mail run. You name it, he can do it. He can even tailor tours to what you prefer. So if you've got anything in mind, I would definitely look up Wayne Borrett. Highly recommend him. It's Arid Area Tours.
It is.
Do you want to put your website up there?
Yeah, it's at www.aridareastours.com.
Fabulous.
Easy to find.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
You're more than welcome, Karen. It was lovely spending a day with you and the boss.
Thank you. Oh, the boss is Rick. Thank you.
That was our reporter, Carolyn Jasinski, there on her half lap of Australia. And she'll be checking in regularly with some stories from the outback. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.